close your eyes and watch your breath. Take a couple of good, long, deep in and out breaths to get a sense of where you're going to feel the breath in the body. Maybe the air coming in and out of the nose, it may be the movement of the chest, the movement of your abdomen or your shoulders. But just notice where you feel. Now as the breath is coming in, now the breath is going out. And try to pay attention to those spots. As for anything else, just let it go. The sounds of the birds, let them pass by. Any other thoughts, just let them pass by. You're going to stay here with the breath. If long breathing doesn't feel comfortable, you can try shorter breathing. More shallow or deeper if you want. Heavier or lighter, faster, slower. Experiment for a while to see what rhythm and texture of breathing feels best for the body right now. If you're feeling tense, you may want to breathe in a way that's more relaxing. If you're feeling tired, try to breathe in a way that gives you more energy. In other words, use the breath to bring things into balance. Because after all, the breath is the force of life. Without breath, we'd be dead. And it stands to reason that if this energy is good, then it's going to be good for the body and restful for the mind. So take some time to explore this. All too often, the really good and important things in life are right under our nose, and yet we don't notice it. We go looking way far away. But you've got this potential right here for adjusting the breath, and the breath adjusts the processes in the body. When the processes in the body are at ease, everything is working well, then it's a lot easier to stay in the present moment. Why do you want to stay here? It's because your choices in life are being made right here. And it's your choices, your intentions, those are the things that shape your life. So you want to be here fully attentive to what's going on. See who in your mind is making the decisions. And are they good decisions? Are they wise? If your attention is diverted off someplace else, who knows who's coming in to take over? Sometimes an old resentment can come up, or an old fear, greed, aversion, delusion, all kinds of things can come into the mind when you're not paying attention. And it's like they're the ones who are pulling the levers. So you've got to be fully attentive right here to know what choices you're making in terms of what you're going to do or say or think, to make sure that they're wise, that they're skillful, they don't harm you and they don't harm anybody else. So allow the breath to make the present moment a comfortable place to stay. You sometimes hear the phrase, present moment, wonderful moment. Well, it's not always wonderful. A lot of horrible things are happening out there. But as long as you're not adding any extra stress to yourself, any burdens to yourself, okay, at least you've got a good place to stay right here. And that makes it easier to make the right choices, the choices that will be helpful to you, that will be helpful to other people, because you're not feeling threatened. You've got your comfortable place to stay. It's your home wherever you go. So look after it. When you're coming from a position of strength and security like this, you're much more likely to make the right choices. You benefit, the people around you benefit as well.